The state police questioned Christy, me, Shades, Rick, even Bruno Rocco. Turned out that the night Luke was drunk, he and Bruno had an argument, but Bruno had an alibi, so... I knew the cops kept thinking there was something between Christy and me, but I kept denying it. After a while, I started to wonder, maybe there was something. Christy went back to New York. After about a week, she called one night.
I always assumed he had his money offshore or in some Swiss bank account.
How'd he make his money?
Internet stock. He made a fortune.
But no one knows where it is.
No. Nope. I'm sorry you didn't get paid.
Yeah, me too. I didn't finish painting.
You coming down to New York? Sometime?
Yeah, sometime. You gonna visit Saratoga?
Yeah, sometime.
Well, I'll see ya.
Yeah. Bye, Willie.
Yeah. Bye.
Two sets of keys. Why two identical sets of keys?
What do you mean?
That night, when you were on the bridge, Luke started up the car and drove off.
Yeah?
But you had the key in your pocket.
He had another key.
The babe's car was a rental. They don't give you two sets of keys.
Maybe he asked for it.
Look at your key. He had a duplicate made. Why was he carrying both keys in his pocket?
That happens.
What the hell kind of an answer is that? Follow it up, kiddo.
I went to see a cop I knew in the Saratoga Police Department. Briggs Statton.
From what I hear, the DA figures it was some fat cats that Lucas Truss was in debt to.
He was in debt?
Apparently, he was in debt to a lot of people. And maybe some of those guys decided to get tough.
Who are the fat cats?
I don't think the investigators really know. But they were very interested in you and that model. Christy St. Nichols? I'll bet she's a handful. They even checked out your buddy, Rick.
Rick? Why Rick?
They used to call him White Boy Rick back in Chicago. They figured he was a cocaine dealer, but he was too slick. They could never nail him.
That's it?
There's more. Before Chicago, he was in the army in Vietnam. Demolitions.
Rick?
Yeah. If you want to blow a car in a shrapnel, he'd be the man to see. Don't you think?
The cops don't really think Rick was involved.
Not really. As far as they can figure, Rick didn't even know Ms. Nichols. Did he?
No.
You two talk about her?
Of course.
What did he say?
I don't know. He wanted to meet her. He wanted to see what she was like.
Yeah. I'll bet there's a million guys out there who'd love to get their hands inside her tight little t-shirt.
Go see Shades. Just do it.
Come on in, will you? Oh, can't complain. You want some iced tea?
Yeah, sure.
Well, too bad what happened to Luke. You know, me and you are out of work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, are these his cats? These fat cats of his?
Yeah, Sylvester and Tweety Bird. Yeah. Come here, Tweety.
Well, I guess they're yours now, huh?
Yeah, they sure like to eat.
You sure you can take care of them?
Oh, yeah. They're a couple of cool cats.
Cool cats.
Yeah, here you go.
Thanks.
You know, the police don't know who done it.
I don't think they'll ever find out.
Well, Luke knew his days were numbered.
Why do you say that?
Can you keep a secret?
Yeah.
You won't tell no one.
You can trust me.
A couple of days before Luke got blown up, he put money in my bank account.
Yeah?
To take care of those cats.
Really?
$10,000.
$10,000 to take care of those cats? The cats can't eat that much.
Well, I hope not.
Berkeley Bob.
Yeah?
Ask yourself, why did Luke help Berkeley Bob?
Why?
Don't ask me, find out.
Berkeley's out of town.
You sure?
I haven't seen him around.
Doesn't mean he's gone.
He went to visit his mother in Pittsburgh.
How?
How?
How what?
Did he walk? Did he fly?
Did he fly or take the train?
No, he said he had a bus ticket.
So, did he get on it? Check it out, kiddo.
Turned out the bus people don't know who rides the bus, but I knew where Berkeley lived. I talked to the landlady.
He went to Pittsburgh.
Can I check the room?
Yeah. Now look for yourself, he ain't here.
There was a duffel bag on the bed. I opened it.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm checking.
Now don't take nothing, you hear?
In the bag were his faded clothes, along with a couple of expensive labels. A hairbrush, toothbrush, toothpaste, shaving cream, some pills, razor, socks, and so on.
If he went to Pittsburgh, he went without his bag. Now, why did Luke give Hippie Bob his clothes?
He was getting rid of them.
You don't believe that? What's with the clothes?
They're expensive.
Think, the clothes fit?
Berkeley, Bob, and Lucas Trust were the same size.
That's right.
A chill went through me.
What about the bottle?
What bottle?
That night when you were driving him back, he was drinking out of a bottle. What happened to the bottle?
He tossed it into the bushes.
Find it.
I didn't ask why. I drove out there, parked the car on the bridge, same as I had done that night, and figured out about where he had thrown the bottle. I found it in the bushes. It was still half full. I opened it and sniffed. There wasn't any odor. I poured some in my hand and tasted it. It was iced tea.
You keep reading that cheap detective crap. It's making you paranoid.
When Luke came into the bar, Rick left.
This is crazy.
Rick was in demolitions in Vietnam.
I'd suspect you before Rick.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Rick and I used to go out.
What? I didn't know that.
I know you didn't know that, but it was a long time ago. You know, I know what he did in Vietnam. He told me one night, and he told me things I wish I'd never heard.
I had just finished setting the charges. Then I heard these voices. They were village kids. Maybe they were coming back from school, I don't know. The lieutenant wouldn't let me warn them. He said they were Viet Cong. I blew them up. I remember every detail. Every frame. I kept playing it back like a movie. I wish it was a movie. I can't leave. I can't get out. There's no exit.
When Luke drove off, leaving you on the bridge, the explosion happened about 15 or 20 minutes later. But the dock where the boat was moored is about 2 minutes from the bridge. Then why did he go to the cemetery?
He was drunk.
Drinking iced tea? What's at the cemetery?
Tombstones.
What else?
There's no fresh graves. It's an old cemetery.
And what else?
There's pine trees, grass, little flags, plastic flowers.
They keep the grass cut?
Yeah.
Where do they keep the mower?
Oh.
Check it out, kiddo.
The cemetery had been cleaned up. The grass was starting to grow back. What I forgot about was the cement block shed on the bank of the river. The wooden door was padlocked. I found there was an historic cemetery society that looked after the place.
We hire a man to mow the lawn and take care of the grounds.
What's in the concrete bunker?
That's a storage shed.
I called the lawnmower man. Hey, nice dog you got here.
I'll keep him out of your way.
Yeah.
He likes to get underfoot. Matter of fact, he likes to get under the mower if I'm not careful.
Whoa, we don't want to do that. He's a smart dog, I can see that. About your shed. You said there was something strange about it.
I keep a few tools in there, rakes, a shovel, a push mower, that's about all.
You the only one that has a key?
Well, you know, I went out there one day and some kids had changed the padlock. Or somebody changed it. I figured it was kids.
Someone removed your padlock and put on their own?
Yeah, I had to hacksaw it off.
And were your tools still in the shed?
Nothing was touched. I mean, stuff was moved around, but...
Kevin, the car comes by.
The funny thing was, the floor was clean. No dirt, no leaves. It was very clean.
Huh. Did you notice anything else?
No, and then I started looking because I thought, oh, someone's going to sweep out for me. Maybe they're going to mow the grass for me.
Good luck.
Why are you asking? You saw him get blown up.
I saw him drive off, and a few minutes later, the car blew up.
You and that Christy dame ID'd the body.
It was a mess.
That hand you stepped on in the graveyard, it was wearing his ring. It was his clothes, his shoes. Even his sister said it was him. What more do you want, Willie? He was cremated, you know. If you got any second thoughts about this, you're going to have to sift through his ashes. Because that's all that's left.